We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. An Upper East Side woman has been found dead. Her husband is in custody.
A lone marked NYPD car still parked across the street here from 110 East 87th Street as a doorman blocks the front door of these luxury apartments that sit between Park and Lexington. The 911 call coming in just after 10 last night from the 71-year-old husband of the victim. Now, the 67-year-old woman was found dead inside the couple's apartment, which is on the seventh floor. The neighbors are saying police have been called here several times before. In fact, that is what led the woman to take out an order of protection against her now estranged husband. The wounds on her neck consistent with strangulation, according to police, as this man was interviewed all night by cops at the 19th precinct. They await the medical examiner's report to determine the exact cause of death as we await word on possible charges and the identifications here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
An arrest and a string of murders at the Woodson houses in Brownsville. These have all been senior citizens dating back to 2015. The most recent case was 78-year-old Jenny Caballero, who was found in her apartment. She had been asphyxiated. Sources tell 1010 Winds the suspect is Kevin Gavin, who ran errands for some of the tenants who lived in the building, which houses seniors. He reportedly argued with the victims over money. Mayor de Blasio announced today that the Civilian Complaint Review Board is in agreement with his administration on the new NYPD disciplinary guidelines. This is CCRB Chair, the Reverend Fred Davey.
There are presumptive penalties that for infractions that we consider crucial. One of those is a presumptive penalty of termination for chokeholds. And we all know the issues that have arisen around chokeholds by officers in New York City.
Under the new guidelines, police found guilty of intentionally making a false statement or racial profiling will also be fired, while those guilty of infractions like insubordination and reckless use of a vehicle will be docked pay. The penalties can be adjusted up or down based on mitigating factors. New York City-run vaccination sites have stopped taking appointments for the first dose. That's as the city looks to get permission to use the 500,000 second doses we have as first shots. Mayor de Blasio says that can only be done if we have assurances of a new supply, and he's much more optimistic now that we have a new administration in Washington.
I'm really encouraged by what I see from the president's plan for fighting COVID, and particularly his devotion to moving the supply, and that's what we need, is to get a much greater supply of the vaccine quickly. Thank God he is invoking the Defense Production Act. That's what we need, the most muscular possible approach.
More on that from correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Ahead of a briefing from his COVID team, President Biden will sign 10 executive orders aimed at bolstering the federal response.
One of them is invoking the Defense Production Act, because a big issue here, which may seem obvious to many, is supply.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that order is aimed at ramping up production of masks, gloves, gowns, test swabs, and syringes. The president will also set up a new health equity task force charged with focusing on underserved communities.
Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki to hold a daily press briefing today. She will be joined by Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's at 4 o'clock. Correspondent Karen Travers tells us we're hearing from the good doctor about one of the moves made yesterday by the new president.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, starting his new role as President Biden's top medical advisor on the COVID-19 pandemic, said on ABC's Good Morning America that while it was, quote, disconcerting to everybody to have the U.S. not be a part of the WHO, he's getting positive reaction to the news that the U.S. is back in.
It was really a very good day. I mean, the response I'm getting from my colleagues all over the world is really very, very refreshing.
Dr. Fauci said he believes there will be enough vaccines to meet U.S. demand, quote, reasonably soon.
The U.S. death toll from the virus now tops 406,000. The CDC is forecasting another 100,000 deaths in the next few weeks. There's a new study on COVID and cancer. Here's correspondent Elise Preston.
Cancer patients in remission or not undergoing treatment face a significantly higher risk of severe illness if they contract COVID-19, according to a new study from the University of Pennsylvania. Cancer patients are more than twice as likely to need hospitalization compared to non-cancer patients and about 13% more likely to die shortly after a COVID diagnosis.
Doctors say patients who have cancer need to be extra careful in social distancing and wearing a mask to avoid exposure. The de Blasio administration has announced a $38 million investment in the city's biotech industry. New York City Economic Development Corporation President James Patchett says the funding will be divided between Columbia University, Montefiore Medical Center, the New York Stem Cell Foundation, and Rockefeller University.
The new network of facilities that we're announcing today will accelerate the growth of companies that are inventing cutting-edge cures to treat diseases and chronic conditions, further cementing New York City as a global life sciences capital. These four fantastic institutions offer a diverse range of expertise that will leverage the talent of people all over New York.
The institutions have been doing research on topics including stem cell treatments, generational medicines, and antibody therapies. There's been a change in security at Trump Tower. Here's correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The Secret Service has lifted the temporary flight restriction over Trump Tower in New York. It had kept planes and helicopters from entering a one-mile radius around Trump Tower under 3,000 feet. The former president is in Florida and no longer using the building on Fifth Avenue in Midtown Manhattan as his official residence. The police have said security there will gradually be scaled back. However, ABC News has learned President Trump's four adult children are receiving Secret Service protection for 6 months longer than usually granted.
That was on order from Donald Trump before he left office. He also granted protection to his former Treasury Secretary, former Chief of Staff, and former National Security Advisor. Under federal law, only Donald, Melania, and Barron Trump are supposed to get it. Barron only till he's 16. Meantime, if Donald Trump is convicted at his Senate impeachment trial, lawmakers could also vote to end his post-presidential perks, including both Secret Service and his pension. There's been another arrest in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Proud Boys leader, 37-year-old Joseph Biggs of Florida, was charged with obstruction of a proceeding, entering restricted grounds, and disorderly conduct. He was released under home confinement. The FBI says Biggs had posted messages on the social media platform Parler, telling followers how to act before the Capitol riots and not to wear identifiable clothing. A Rockland County man who said to have traveled to the Capitol January 6th with former police officers has been arrested. Correspondent Aaron Katursky with that.
The FBI said Christopher Kelly posted photos of himself on Facebook joining the rioters at the Capitol. Court records quoted a message he allegedly sent that said, "I'll be with ex-NYPD and some Proud Boys," referring to the far-right extremist group. Kelly's brother is a retired NYPD officer. In another message quoted in court records, Kelly allegedly said, "MAGA is here full on. Capitol building is breached."
He was charged with disrupting Congress, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. Plans for a new Port Authority bus terminal announced today.
Dirty, a mess, inconvenient. Some of the used words by those who commute through the Port Authority bus terminal each and every day here on the West Side. Many of those buses coming in from Jersey through the Lincoln Tunnel, and then they line up to get in here.
So this is just another mess in amongst many.
We don't have any choice. The alternative is the subway,
right.
and that's no bargain.
Now, the cost to replace this, well, is that a bargain? We'll find out from the Port Authority today. The new terminal will be built on top of this existing one. Off-street parking for buses, that will be a first, and they will apparently be selling a portion of the air rights to raise cash to pay for the massive construction. This commuter named Andrew says he must be dreaming.
This is really seriously happening.
Well, apparently, plans talked about for years are becoming a reality. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at the terminal on 8th Avenue.
With way fewer riders, the MTA is reporting outstanding performance last year across all modes of transportation. On the subways, they say on-time performance was 88.6% in 2020, while the time of a bus commute was down by 46 seconds, and crime was down in every category. On the railroads, the MTA is reporting a 96% on-time performance rate on the LIRR in 2020, and even better, 98% on Metro North. Something cool for those into New York City history. Martin Scorsese hosts a documentary about the old St. Patrick's Cathedral in Lower Manhattan, which hosted an event that introduced Italian opera to the city. That was back in 1826. Research on this revealed new details about Maria Malibran, a young singer considered opera's first diva, and Pierre Toussaint, a freed slave and chief benefactor in building the church. The oratorio includes a restaging of the performance from nearly 200 years ago. It will be distributed by Abacus Media Rights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.